Kia's Niro comes in three versions, an all-electric, a hybrid, and the car I drove this week, the plug-in hybrid electric. The PHEV, pronounced FEV, is probably the best mix as you can drive every day on all-electric power if you don't go too far. And if that runs out, you have the backup of the hybrid petrol power. It's good for about 50 k's a day, and then you go home and plug it in to charge for tomorrow. Normally when I drive around town, I do about 45 k's a day, so I've driven it all week and still have about 600 k's still empty with petrol. The shape and size is good, plenty of room, like a mix between a hatch and a small SUV. It's a breeze to park, yet has enough room in the boot for everything I need. The seats are really comfortable, the instruments are clear and easy to read as well. I like the large central tablet, and hooking up the iPhone is simple. The other thing I like about the Niro is it's packed with the latest safety features and has a 5-star rating. The Kia Niro FEV is priced from around $50,500 plus the usual costs. Compared to other similar vehicles, it's relatively good value. I'm Rob Fraser.
If you're in the market for a new car, don't head anywhere but anyauto.com.au. Right now, you can read a review of the MG ZS Electric, a lower-priced electric SUV, the Citroen C3 Shine, the Mazda MX-30 Estina Mild Hybrid, and for something a little sportier, the Hyundai Kona N-Line Premium. Check out those reviews and many, many more right now, anyauto.com.au, for the latest auto news and reviews.